Welcome to the Badass Within podcast. This is your number one podcast for raw, authentic mindset strategies on how to live an extraordinary life in the most badass way possible. We'll be talking all things universe, self-love, belief systems, and growth mindset. I'm your host, Tiara Munasinghe, the life and mindset coach behind Growth Initiative, and I am so excited for this episode. Without further ado, let's get it. Okay, let's get started. Oh my god, I'm so nervous to record this episode. I'm so nervous to like see how this pans out. This is probably the most deepest, most intentional, most vulnerable episode I've ever done. I'm just so excited for this to be out. So whoever's listening to this, thank you so much for choosing this episode. I think oh man. Anyways, the feeling that I'm feeling today is just so surreal. I don't know what I'm feeling right now, but I'm just so excited to bring this into Spotify, into my list. All right, so welcome to episode 24. I am so ecstatic for you to hear what this episode is all about. And if you're going through stuff in your workplace, if you're going through stuff in who you are and who you're aligned to be and who you want to be, this episode will probably bring you a lot of value and a lot of reassurance that you are on the right path. So keep listening. If you have any doubts, if you have any questions, please, please, please message me. My Instagram link, my handle is in the description below. Okay, so let's get started. To begin with, my life has done a massive 180 this year. And I have never been this happy and this in peace, this in like so aligned with who I'm being and who I'm becoming and with my life. So this episode is all about just giving you a massive, massive, massive heartfelt update, just because I'm starting to realize that a massive online community who actually like my shit. So I'm keeping my imposter syndrome out the window today and doing this to give you a massive update. This episode or this update is not coming as an apology or justifying the way I've been showing up for my business on Instagram, all of that, only because I would be letting myself down and letting my worth down if I have to apologize for being human. So this is a very, this is just a big hug and just letting everyone know that this is what I've been up to. Because I'm about to make up for all the content that you guys have missed. I'm about to make up for all of the things that you've been looking forward to, but I haven't produced. So anyways, without further ado, I'm so freaking happy. I'm so freaking happy right now. My energy is so clean. I feel so aligned. So taking you back to the beginning, I changed jobs a few months ago in around end of April, May. May brought a lot of transformation into my life, because that was a time I lost my license for 6 months. Now I'm realizing that I should have actually fought it in court, because this was very unfair. But basically, anyways, I lost my license, long story short, and I also decided to quit my job in the city and move to something local. So a few months ago into my new job, I absolutely loved this job. I loved everything about it. I was so excited to go to work every single day. 2 or 1.5 months in, which was about around August, I started to feel very cornered and very unaligned with who I was and what I was doing in my life. I felt like going to work was me at my lowest point, and on top of that, being disrespected and bitched about was absolutely something that I was not available for. That was not something that I deserved and I was available for, because I'm extremely protective of my energy. But I feel like those few months that I was dealing with this, those few months that I just kept like stooping low and letting people walk all over me, it was just my way of protecting everyone else except for myself. and pleasing everyone else. So a little bit of people pleasing history coming back. I am not a people pleaser. I'm extremely like, I'm very good at saying no, but I think this was a massive, 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 massive universal assignment that was assigned to me to just show me that I am saying yes to something that was making me so miserable, and I'm going to cry. I started to, honest to God, this is not any sort of exaggeration. There were days when I was crying myself to sleep. There were days when I was wishing that I could just go on Instagram and be confident and just talk about my life and talk about mindset, because I missed that Tiara. I missed her so much. I was so sad, you guys. I was so miserable, and I had to, even to make this episode, just a disclaimer, I had to do a lot of work within myself to kind of get out of my victim mentality and step out to greatness, step out to my badass energy, because I realized complaining about this workplace, complaining about what I went through, was just me staying in a cycle of victimization. I was constantly putting myself down and constantly just having a pity party. And then last week, I just made the decision to cut that cord and to, you know, say, you know what? You are out of this place now, so you have nothing to complain about, okay? Let's get the ball rolling. I had to kind of hold myself to a high standard. So that is, I think that's the courage that's showing in this episode. So I was living by the phrase, or well, more so towards my quitting. I lived by the phrase, I know what I bring to the table, and if you don't like it, I'm going to go find another table. I don't deserve to be put down, to be criticized, to be bitched about. And that is in no way, shape, or form something I'm available for. I know who I am, and people who do that are just like not my caliber. So I held myself to a high standard and had to just let go of all of that. So again, going back a few months, maybe, I slowly felt like I was doing this for the satisfaction of others and to not take the risk of quitting my job, right? We've been kind of trained or conditioned to feel like we constantly need a job. We need that security blanket. We shouldn't take risks. We shouldn't F up once in a while because, well, you know, we've been taught to feel like, if you screw up, that's going to cost you your life. But honestly, I went on for months like that. Like, I went on for months feeling betrayed, feeling like I'm losing myself and feeling sorry for myself. I know this is something you would not expect Tiara to say. even saying that is like so weird to me because it's not who I am anymore. But just going back and like looking at a few months ago, Tiara, I just want to give her a big hug. Yeah, it's definitely not something that I wanted to feel or I saw myself feeling. But like I said, out of my victim, into my victor. So I'm all so, so, so much better because of it. I felt like I was turning into a pity party and I was showing up with such small energy. And if you follow me on Instagram, if you just go back to like August or June, just digging up your memory with my posts and stories, you see that I was bringing such small energy into under the table. Like, it was just not who Tiara is. I was not aligned. I was not energized. So my energy was just not here. And honestly, guys, I didn't even know who I was at the time. I just did not know what I wanted to do. I was so scared that I'm gonna fail in my life because doing a 9-to-5 is not in my goal. it's not in my to-do list in the near future. I have huge goals for next year, and I was thinking to myself, if I keep settling for this life, if I keep bringing and forcing myself to work at a place, work in a industry that was constantly bringing me down, how am I actually going to manifest the life of my dreams? What kind of energy am I bringing to the table if I'm telling the universe, this is the standard that I want to live at, but inside of me, I'm setting goals that are far beyond what I could fathom at the time. So I hope you get what I'm saying, because that just freaking changed my life. Like, asking myself that. My Instagram was dead. The energy was very, very stagnant. And I noticed all of these things, right? I don't want to cry again, but I felt so helpless because I didn't want to disappoint my family. I didn't want to disappoint my partner. I didn't want to disappoint people who believed in me that I could achieve something in this industry. But honestly, I was just not aligned with it anymore. I was miserable just even thinking about this certain industry. So going to a bit of a positive note, I believe, if you guys know me, you know that I love angel numbers. I love anything to do with it. The minute I see an angel number, I just know, hey, that is a universe. So I get like so excited and I love taking pictures of it anytime I see it. I love posting it, helping other people see those angel numbers. So I believe in angel numbers so much. And for the last 4 years that I have believed in them, they have never let me down. It's never, ever, ever been a fake sign because the universe just doesn't know lying, you know. It always is a very pure form of communication. So fast forward to the 19th of November, comes, so this Sunday, it's a Sunday, the Sunday comes about and I feel so heavy, right? I wake up feeling so heavy, so sick. I'm gonna cry again for sure. I felt so sick to my stomach, and mind you, I have been seeing angel number 555. And it has sinked into my stomach. It has literally digested in my stomach that something huge is about to happen in my life. A massive shift. And again, remember that I'm still in the mindset of I can't quit my job. I'm scared, right? So there's no plan to quit my job anytime soon. But this Sunday comes about and I'm just feeling this massive shift. I just know my world is about to transform. And my man, being the angel that he is, he took me out on a drive and, he took me out on a drive and we ended up just talking and I brought so much stagnant energy even on the drive and I felt like I was not my feminine, flowy, happy self. And, but he kept the spirit up. He kept encouraging me, asking me, you know, what's going on. He kept asking me the questions that I would want to ask myself. And that really helped me kind of get out of my head and into my heart and just ask myself, hey, like, what's going on, babe? And so on this drive, you know, we went to a little cafe. We were sitting and just watching the moon, watching the sunset, and was in like open air. And that's when it hit me, guys. I was anxious. It was anxiety that I was feeling that entire day. I was anxious for work the next day. I was so disappointed that this was the life that I'm forcing myself to settle for. This is the life that I keep saying that I don't want to live, but I keep living. Like, I don't know how else to say that. It's basically like feeling like you deserve a chocolate ice cream, but you keep settling for like a really shitty flavor. Like, what's a shitty flavor? Like, I don't know, dark chocolate. No offense to people who like dark chocolate. But turning back into bringing the train, train of thought back. I was constantly feeling like I was settling for a life that I did not deserve. I did not align with, that was not making me happy, and that was not giving, like, gonna help me achieve my goals for next year. So I was so anxious, so disappointed, but being the coach that I am and being Tiara, I took full responsibility for how I was feeling. I knew that this was a reality that I was creating, and this was the feeling. If I was settling for this and complaining about it, who was gonna change my reality for me? Me, right? So whenever I go through something or you go through something, make sure that you ask yourself, who is creating this? Is it someone else or is it me? Am I allowing myself to settle for shit and then complaining about it? Because babe, that's not going to do anything. And that was a conversation that I had to have with myself, because if I was going to complain about going to work tomorrow and I kept being in that position, it was no one else's fault but mine. So I immediately changed my focus to, you know what, if I'm not going to quit, then I'm going to change my mentality. if I'm not going to change my mentality about it, then I'm going to quit. So it was this or that. So by the end of the night, I felt so much better. Lots of hugs from my man. And I said to myself, I changed my focus to, I'm going to have so much fun tomorrow. I'm going to bring such good energy into my week. I'm going to have fun at work. Work is good. Work is treating me right. Because I was way too scared to quit again, right? And let go of this profession that was absolutely draining me every single day. And I went to work the next day with good energy, but deep down I felt so sad and miserable. So 10 minutes later, I was called into a meeting to give me a warning on my performance. At work, I asked them, you know, what was it about? And when I saw the list of reasons why I got this warning, I was fuming, you guys. I was so mad because this was the universe literally telling me, get out. All of the reasons that were listed there were none of my fault. It was absolutely just being gaslit on a piece of paper and I was expected to sign it. And I just listened, I nodded, protected my energy, really had to get logical about my thinking. But I have been in my head being logical for so many months. So I had to bring it back to my heart. What do I really want to do? What do I truly deserve? Because that piece of paper was not at all what I deserved. And I knew that that piece of paper and the list of things that were apparently quote unquote my fault had nothing to do with me except for their own insecurities. So I walked out of the meeting and I emailed, went to the staff room, went to the next room, and I wrote my resignation. I emailed it a few hours later, and I gave him my notice, which didn't happen. I quit that day and did not come back to work at all. And then I just walked out. That the end of the day, I closed up and I just felt this energy lift off of me. This weight lifted off of me, this obligation, this misery lift off of me. People who were surrounding me were draining me, absolutely draining me. There were incredible people. There were some incredible people in this place, but oh my God, I felt so aligned. I felt so happy. You do not understand when I say I felt so happy. I just wanted to run. I wanted to run. So there was no anger. There was no, you know, revenge. There was no hatred plotted against them at all. All I felt was just thank you. Just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for pushing me to the edge. Thank you for pushing me to the edge because that was my cue to leave. That was the universe. Every single thing, that event that happened that day, little by little, all the words that I heard were just the universe communicating with me. And I just knew now or never. So what made me quit? Just because we're going to talk about the mindset around this. What made me quit was faith, was knowing my worth, was knowing that my happiness is bigger to me than anything in this world, was bigger and more important to me than pleasing everyone around me, was bigger to me than chasing money. Because at the end of the day, if I die tomorrow, I'm just gonna die as a person who was just people pleasing, who was just waiting to, you know, make sure that everyone else was happy, but I did not give a shit about me. What's that? And the worst part of this, guys, was the fact that I was bringing this stagnant, horrible energy into my relationship. My partner is extremely aligned with me. We are so aligned, but we're also very aware of each other. We're very aware of our own energy. And the fact that I was bringing so much stagnant, shitty energy into the relationship, I felt so bad. I felt like it was just not at all what I want to bring to the table. And this is just not who I am, because I'm a bad bee. And I know that my worth is so much bigger than settling for everything else that's not aligned with me. So I vouch for being someone who knows her worth. And I know to put myself first. But gosh, this was a massive, massive, massive assignment from the universe to learn that this was my call to quit. So to place priceless worth on myself and to be an example to whoever is holding themselves back. So just riffing about what the alignment in this is, if really do it right now with me. Think about in 5 months' time, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be around? What do you want to be doing? What do you want to be earning? What do you want to be? How do you want to be waking up every single day? Think about it. And now think, are you actually taking the action? Are you actually putting yourself in the energy? Are you actually aligning with that person? Because if you want B, but you're acting as J, that's not close. It might be the same person, but it's so far apart that you will literally have to go through so many obstacles. Again, nothing wrong with obstacles, because obstacles are always opportunities in disguise. But these, why are you suffering, settling for the now, when you could have that alignment, when you could be in that energy of being who you want to be? So really asking yourself, are you taking the action? Are you embodying the energy? Are you embodying? Are you respecting yourself enough to just say no? Because right now, I would much rather be uncomfortable taking that risk than living a life that I will regret for the rest of my life. And again, this was not a light decision for me to make. I have been thinking and thinking and thinking every single day. When am I going to quit this industry? When am I going to quit this place? When am I going to quit this job? Because this is just not what I want to be doing. And being able to just walk out and say, you know what? People are going to say so much shit. I am so ready for it. But, and it does break me sometimes when people put doubts in my head. Like, it's scary. It is so scary. Quitting a job with no plan B, I just fell right into it. And I said, no more. This is it. I am going all out. And I wrote a letter to myself. And I don't know what I wrote on it, because it was a few weeks ago. But my phrase to myself is all I've got. I'm going to give myself and my future self, the person that I want to be, the goals that I want to achieve, everything I have got. So even if people put me down, even if it's a risk that I'm taking, it's a risk that is much more worthy of taking than settling for a life that was just making me so miserable. So I really, really hope this episode kind of opened your eyes. It was so emotional for me to record this. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you have listened to it until the end, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. I'm about to cry again. So I'm going to wrap this up. And I really hope you ask yourself the question, am I aligned right now with who I want to be in 5 months' time? Am I acting as her? Am I being her right now? Oh, and before I forget, before I wrap this up, you guys, note that I did manifest quitting my job this year. I set an intention to quit my job. I quit my 9-to-5 this year. And I also had been saying affirmations for about 2 weeks before the time that I quit. I wrote a whole new affirmations list because I was bringing new energy to the table. I was not willing to settle. And one of the affirmations was, I quit my job today. And the day after I quit my job, I was reading my affirmations and I crossed that off. So do your affirmations. Even if you don't believe that it's happening right now, get into the energy of it actually happening, because affirmations isn't bullshit. Affirmations isn't you being delusional. Maybe I can do another episode on this, because this is so, I'm so passionate about talking about it. But do your affirmations. Write who you want to be. Rewrite your story, because you are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your reality. If you keep settling, you will get things to settle for. If you keep dealing with bullshit, you will get more bullshit to be dealing with. Be unavailable for anything that's not serving you right now. Open your arms to receiving. Open your arms to like blessings. Open your arms to change. When I quit my job, it was not the easiest thing for me to do. As you can imagine, I had no plan B, nothing to fall back on, and a pool full of opinions. So at that moment, I asked myself, is this hard for me? Or is settling for this again for years and years hard for me? What is my hard? I chose my hard the day I quit my job. So I hope this inspires you to choose your hard today, tomorrow, or next week, or next year. It doesn't matter. But I hope this episode kind of inspired you to love yourself, to put worth on yourself, and to be unavailable for anything. Anything that isn't serving you. My love, life is way too short for to settle for bullshit. To settle for people who are bitching about you. And just playing small. Because other people's actions are none of our business. I could have made this entire episode about how I was bullied in my workplace. But they do not deserve my time at all. Like, they're on their own journey. So I've got nothing but love for them. Because it's... you've got to give compassion to people who can't find it within themselves. I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you for listening. Please share it or just message me what you thought about this episode or if you're inspired by it, because I'd love to just talk about this. And oh my God, this is just such a... This is a dream. So anyways, I'm going to go. I will see you in the next episode. Until then. Mwah.